Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Khalil Shakir will lead the Bills in targets, like multiple games this season. And of course, the APY is a little bit bigger, but you got him for 4 years. You have him under team control. And so if he has highly productive seasons, he has at 1,000-yard season, then he might come back and say, hey, I want a pay bump. You know, I want more than Darnell Mooney money. And he'd be right to do so. But there are going to be plenty of games this season against, you know, AFC East contenders, against AFC contenders in the playoffs, in which Shakir is the primary pass catcher for the Bills. And that primary pass catcher for most elite offenses these days runs you up $30 million. And for the Bills, it ran him 13. That's just pennies on the dollar. It's unbelievable.
Benjamin Solak of ESPN.
I know he said targets, but how many games last year did Khalil Shakir lead the Bills in yards, would you say?
Four.
Receiving yards.
I'd say four.
Including the playoffs, because he did it against Baltimore. The answer is 7.
Okay. Good.
7 times. But 3 of them were weeks 2, 3, and 4. So almost half were early in the season. Targets, I bet he did lead more than that even.
Yeah. We'll get back to some receiver talk. I want to mention one thing. You tune into us for updates on sports. Maybe tune in to hear us complain about things. I've got a complaint. I'm going to complain about something very quickly.
Go ahead.
Watching the U.S. Open coverage. Listen, the golf is tough. We're seeing it be tough. Your guy, Joe's favorite golfer, the guy that peed.
Not my favorite golfer.
Your favorite golfer, the guy that peed in Rays Creek and wears the upside down logo on his hats at Augusta.
He shouldn't be wearing it upside down. He would. What's the
live
fireballs,
yeah,
or something?
The ball
shouldn't
strikers.
The fireballs logo be upside down?
So he hit a ball and it spun it back from the flag. It hit like 10 feet short of the flag and spun back, and this thing rolled back off the green and probably rolled 100 yards backwards.
Yeah,
because he put so much sauce on it. Anyway, as it's rolling backwards, how many times do they cut away from a moving ball to show his face? And then cut back to the moving ball.
Uh-huh.
Free advice, NBC.
It was at least 5 times.
The
maybe
ball
more.
Is still moving. Can we watch the ball?
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for. You want to show his face picture in picture? Fine. The ball is moving. Where's it going? Cut away. I don't know where it went. Are they going to go to a different... Is it Bryson too? Stop cutting away from a moving ball.
Right.
There you go. It's my rant. It's my Thursday.
Especially when the guy's facial expression doesn't appear to be changing.
They're not reacting.
If you see the guy start reacting, then you go to it.
Sure.
And you could show us a replay after of it if you really need to. But yeah. We want to see where the ball ends up.
I got to see where the ball ultimately ends up. All right.
Rory just drained a long birdie putt.
Good. Good for him. 803-0550, our phone number. To Solak's point on Shakir, and then we'll get a call in here. And we've talked a little bit about the Bills receivers today because of Keon Coleman, what he spoke about yesterday at Mandatory Minicamp, saying he felt like he... Let's just say, in so many words, he's said, I got to be better, and he's motivated to be better. People have noticed, you know, his physical changes. Maybe looks like he's in better shape, stronger. But mentally, he kind of, his self-evaluation of his game last year is, brutally honest about what he felt like he could do a lot better. On Solak's point about Shakir, the Bills getting their primary pass catcher for the price they did, you know, could he go back and say he wants more, deserves more? He could. I feel like Shakir, to me, is a version of Coleman, which is the primary pass catchers on other teams that make $30 million are very different players than Khalil Shakir. Like, Shakir is very good at what he does, and the Bills are very good at putting him in positions to do what he does very well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that means he's a $30 million talent. And the idea that the Bills have their primary pass catcher for 13 being a bargain is like, yeah, because he has a different job than Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
And he commands a lot less gravity than A.J. Brown or someone like that. So it's no coincidence. He's not Jamar Chase. The Bills don't have, I mean, it probably goes without saying, like, the Bills don't have a Jamar Chase at $13 million. They've got a guy that, as long as your expectations for him are exactly properly aligned, you probably won't get mad at him. I don't know how many games he's going to take over, but when put in position to make plays, he makes a lot of really big plays. He's a heck of a player. He's really good. So Coleman, to me, can he just be kind of that, but in a different role, right? How the Bills want to use Coleman, he doesn't have to be a perfect player. He doesn't have to be a separation king. He has to win the way that he's going to win, and that might be enough. You know, to point out that separation isn't everything, at NFL's next-gen stats, I went to average separation per play, and Coleman's lowest in the NFL. But you know who else is kind of low on separation is A.J. Brown. Some guys can win in different ways. So
what is the way, though, we think Coleman is going to win?
We think Coleman's going to win being a basketball player on the football field, right? Posting up, and if he can win on slants,
okay,
which he was good at, and he showed yards after catch, and if he can win on the boundary, and if he can win in the end zone above the rim, then that's that. I don't think you're expecting him to shake loose. I really don't expect him to draw a lot of double coverage, at least not until he really starts to put up huge numbers. So if he kind of just does what he can do and tune some things up, I think he'll be fine.
See, that's where my – almost have a fear about, you know, what the ways he'll win, because was it Ian Harditz? Somebody had some numbers recently on, like, yards after catch.
He was the number one yards after catch over expected in the NFL.
Yeah, like, the guy, think of, there was the play against Tennessee, right, where that's one of these plays you're talking about. It's a slant, and he cuts to the inside, and he spins away from his tackler, and he runs for 60 yards. I don't think he made it to the end zone. But
he'd won against Seattle, too, I think.
Okay, maybe. He was a punt returner in college. Like, he's got this ability, I think, with the ball in his hands. And if he can be a guy that wins on slants like that and be like a poor man's Michael Thomas, right? Because that's what Michael Thomas was in New Orleans, right? He was the slant king. He would go up outside. He wouldn't really win down the field, but short stuff. And, you know, he had a big frame. Maybe Coleman would have more than Thomas did in terms of yak stuff. Like, okay, I can get on board with that being really, really valuable. What my fear about, like, well, his best thing is going to be, like, above-the-rim type plays. One, he wasn't very efficient at that last year. Two, he wasn't very efficient at that in college. He had actually a very poor contested catch rate in college. And three, even if he does get expert at it, becomes one of the best jump ball receivers in the league.
Are they high percentage plays?
That is the least efficient pass in football. Throwing a contested jump ball is the least, even if you are great at it, it's not an efficient play. So, if Josh Allen wants that type of play to be able to check into and have a guy that's capable of that, that's fine. But that, to me, the ceiling of that player then is very, very limited, because your best thing is something that I don't really want to be calling. I don't want to be calling goal line fades. Some of these plays worked, but a lot of others didn't. If it's 3rd and 7, I don't want to be going back shoulder to Keon Coleman with a corner right there. When it works, it's going to look awesome. But there's a lot of times where that's not going to happen because it's just not a high percentage play. So to me, he's got to give you something else. But this is why I don't want to be totally negative on him. I do think there is something else with him. think him with the ball in his hands is dangerous.
Yeah, engineering touches.
Yes. And I don't know that it seems like his engineered touches or Josh wants to throw, you know, a jump ball here. And like, let me put it up there and have him go get the rebound. There's got to be more to it than that. It's not a play you should be calling. It should be an emergency, that type of play.
Well, one thing about that, emergencies and Josh scrambling. And
right, like it's his fourth read and nobody's open. What do I do? Keon. But I don't want the first thing. I don't want to go into a play saying, I'm going to throw this to Keon, who's going to be right there with the corner and hope he comes away with it.
No, that's right. I don't want that to be, you know, just panic where, yeah, your best play is Josh runs around like crazy. But I don't want to take it out of the playbook. And that's one thing where this offense and its getting the ball out of Allen's hands quickly thing is kind of – like I think about that last Chiefs drive and how they ran – and the last two drives, they had the ball, maybe the last three. The ball and the lead, and the throws are short. Everything's short. This is where hopefully Elijah Moore and Josh Palmer can help them quite a bit, because I only get the superhero Josh plays – in the run around throwing the ball when he has the ball long enough to do that. Mm-hmm. And snap, screen, the magic is gone.
Yeah.
Like when I call the screen to Amari Cooper on 3rd and 10, it might be a really nice play call. And it was a nice play call, and Cooper kind of slips. We're back in the AFC Championship game here. If I call another pass play that's down the field, I've got the possibility that I get freak show great Josh does something amazing.
Yep.
As soon as I get a zero step turn throw, I'm saying there will be no Allen magic on this play. And that to me is always a little bit like, okay, Joe Brady's done a hell of a job with this offense and betting on the structure and betting on what they've got out there. Mm-hmm. I do think this year they're probably better equipped to do some of that betting. Bryson, one over through two and heading to number three. Larry in South Florida. Hey, Larry.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I called a couple days ago and wanted to talk about the Sabres, but I also mentioned the Hendrickson trade I heard on ESPN. I want to revisit that. So I want to sweeten the pot a little bit. I am absolutely willing to give up a second round pick for him. Also, let's add AJ Epenesa in the deal. Because if we got Hendrickson.
Hold on. I gotta go to the board here. AJ Epenesa has been traded for the 3,000th time this offseason, Larry.
Yeah, oh, great. Hopefully this will be the one that sticks. I was never a fan of his anyway. And also, I wanted to talk. No, I really, I'm like serious about that trade. AJ and our second round pick. because Cincinnati doesn't want to spend the money they finally did for, you know, the quarterback and the two receivers, but they're not going to spend the money elsewhere. AJ's cheap. It gives them, he has flashes of goodness,
Larry,
not greatness.
I think we talked about the Hendrickson trade yesterday. I think if you want to get serious, talk about a first round pick. The Bills' second is the Bills' second is the 60th pick. I mean, no, I don't feel like anybody's running to the Bills for a second round pick. You want to get serious? Offer a first.
All right, fine. I'll happily give up a first to get Hendrickson, especially, you know, where we pick in the first round. The other thing I want to talk about is I love Elijah Moore. I think he's going to add that speed and outside dimension that we've been missing for a while. And I would love to see in the first 10 games, Elijah to just light it up and then the Bills, you know, give him a 3-year extension or something like that. Because when he came out in the draft and the Jets got him, I was like, come on. We couldn't have taken him in the late first round or moved up in the second round to get him. So I think that's a guy that, you know, it was just really funny when Brandon did what he did on your show and then next day, you got Elijah Moore at camp, and then they sign him.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that we got Elijah Moore, and I'm looking and expecting great things from him. And, again, I would do whatever I need to do to bring Hendrickson on board because their defenses are – the Bengals' defense is already weakened, especially losing Pratt. If they lose Hendrickson, as I said the last time I called, that offense still scares the you-know-what out of me. But with Hendrickson, that makes it a little bit more tolerable. And if Boza can ever get on the field for more than 5 games, by the time we play them in week 14, that could be a defensive menace for the Bengals offense. I'd love to get your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I love the player. I think he could do a lot for their defense. I haven't thought about Boza in the context of, well, if they go out and get another whale, because I don't know, I almost feel like, is it too late to get out of that contract if you wanted Trey Hendrickson? Weren't the Patriots possibly, couldn't they have possibly got out of the Diggs one if he had like failed a physical? Doesn't matter. I don't think they would do that anyway to a guy. But I like the player. If Cincinnati would take my call, I would want to be in on that. I would want to be in on that. I would want to make that offer. I'd want to make the offer of a first-round pick. And Jeremy's right. You're not going to be able to get in. You're not in the game for a second. Because if he's available, you have to. You need more than just the Bengals to like what you're offering. You need to beat what anybody else would offer. And there are 30 teams in the league that can offer the Bengals a second-round pick that they're going to like more. Because why are they going to take your second-round pick if the Raiders are offering a second-round pick? Well, I'm taking their second-round pick because it's way more likely that their second-round pick is going to be in the 40s and yours is going to be 60th. So if you want to compete with those teams that, you know, might make offers for him, then you've got to beat their offers. And the only way that you probably are able to do that is offer a first and hope that nobody else does.
Yeah, that's – to me, if it takes a second, great. Second and Epinesa, who's now been traded for the 3,001st time this offseason.
Has he been traded more than any player from either team ever? Other than the famous Tyler Ennis, Mike Weber, and a second-round pick?
It's either which Bill was traded the most? Elam?
Elam was
Epinesa.
Traded a lot. Yep.
Who else did we trade all the time?
Ristolainen?
I mean, that was a 10-year, yeah.
No, but someone that fans would call and say, like, well, they should trade this guy. I mean, Epinesa, it's been his year to just get traded every day on the show.
Yeah. No, not Edmonds, right?
803-0550. Thanks, Larry.
The guy's got – you really what it has to be is somebody that was drafted fairly high that isn't as good as you hoped, right? That's what it has to be. And I don't know. The Bills don't have a ton of guys that really fit. I don't know. I think Epinesa might take the cake for this.
Yeah. U.S. Open underway. Schauffele.
You're liking his polo with like the diagonal streak that cuts the colors in half?
Sure. Why not?
He's got white on one. I don't. What would you call that other color? Like salmon?
Ish.
Salmon-ish?
Mauve.
Mauve?
Okay. Yeah. Is that right?
Mauv sounds like a guy that birdies number one and takes the first lead of a major.
It's not Mauv.
At 7 o'clock in the morning.
It's not Mauv. JJ Spawn currently the leader. Remember, it feels like a year ago. Spawn on the playoff at the Players Championship with Rory on Monday morning. And Rory. And he put it in the water.
He totally did. Yeah.
On 17. Great moments in hospitality tents. I was thinking about that this morning when Brian Koziel remembered Phil hitting it into the hospitality tent at the Open at Winged Foot.
I watched a breakdown that I don't know if this was a new video, but it was the pro at Winged Foot and then whoever was interviewing him from whatever, PGA.com or something. And they went to the 18th hole at Winged Foot, like today, to walk through Phil's hole and what he did. And I don't remember this because everyone always remembers the driver off the tee and him immediately going, oh no, and then puts it into the tent. But he screwed his second shot up too. He could have, I didn't remember this until I watched this video. He had a tree in his way, which I guess, by the way, now today they've removed that tree. So if he had that same hole today, he would have had a look at the green. He has a tree in his way, and instead of punching it out to the fairway, what does Phil do? The man doubled down. He just hit driver off the tee, put it out of play, and he tries to like wrap a shot around the tree. And I think he hits it, and now he's, you know, he hits it and it bounces into the bunker off the left. His shot got screwed up somehow by the tree.
He needed bogey to win?
He needed par to win, bogey to stay tied, I think. And I think he doubled. Because he somehow ended up in that bunker because he didn't punch it out, and I don't know. Like there was more he screwed up after that hole after that drive. Look at those church pews. Those mounds are actually higher than I think you think they are. You see them from above, the church pew bunker at Oakmont, and they probably look flat. If you were up against that thing, I wouldn't be able to get it over it.
So looking back to this 2006 Open, Mickelson at Winged Foot. I'm reading very quickly a golf article, golf.com, that makes it sound like Rory at the Masters. The difference is that Rory got it across the line, got to the playoff, and won. This article is how he was leaking oil all day. He hit two fairways in the final round.
Yeah.
It wasn't just 18. It wasn't like, oh, he's firmly in control. He was falling apart the whole day. So, anyway.
And now he's almost certainly never going to win.
Almost certainly not going to win a U.S. Open. 803-0550 to join us. Happy Thursday. It's nice outside. It's beautiful.
Great, it is beautiful.
Great day to go to a patio. Come on out to Wayland tonight. We'll be there for our fundraiser for the 100 Holes of Golf, the Courage of Carly Fund, and the Luca Kalani Foundation. Got a big raffle going. Autographed helmets from Josh Allen, Cole Beasley, and Von Miller. Autographed J.J. Paterka-Stick. Autographed Tage Thompson. Jersey. A series of foursomes at a lot of the private courses in the area. Got you onto a bunch of private courses. Nate and I have put together a pretty nice... We've got donations, so thank you to everybody that donated. The Bills, the Sabres made donations. A lot of these courses made donations. You can purchase a ticket for $20, and a ticket gets you into every drawing. You can purchase three tickets and get three tickets in every single drawing. But we'll be there tonight. And if we need one little sweetener to come tonight, we'll have live music. And we'll be at Wayland, which is great. And the patio is going to be great. And there's going to be golf on.
The game will be on, too.
Hockey
eventually.
Game tonight. Yeah. And there is going to be one item that is not included in that raffle that is only available for the people that are at Wayland that I am not at liberty to say what that prize is, but it's a very good one. And Joe knows what it is, and Josh knows what it is.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. So if that's the last thing to get you over the line to come hang out with us, come hang out. If you can't be there, donate. And if you win, you can check out my Twitter for that. If you win, we will ship prizes to you as well. So, donate if you can. It would be greatly appreciated. We're raising money. We're playing 2 weeks from today is when I'm walking this 100 holes. Which every year this time of year, Joe, I'll step on something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get a sliver in my foot or my leg will hurt. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get maintenance. Give me the training staff. Make sure I'm ready for my 100 holes. What if I'm on the shelf? I'm like Costanza when he's the hand model and he's trying not to.
Yeah. He's wearing oven mitts, isn't he?
For the next 2 weeks, that's how I operate for the next 2 weeks to make sure, like, I got to be able to walk 35 miles on the 26th. So, anyway, We'll talk with Roger Kalani Bodge coming up at 9:30 about the cause and 2 weeks out, tonight's event. We'd love to have you donate. You can go to my Twitter. Also, the website, if you want a direct website, it's let me get the direct website for you because you can just, you know, listen to this and donate. The website is give.roswellpark.org/go-to/Jeremy. That'll take you right to the page. give.roswellpark.org/go-to/Jeremy. When we return, we can take more calls on Keon Coleman if you want, Bills receivers. Why was Rasmus Dahlin trending this morning? We'll get to that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.